It's on to round four. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The House will try again today to choose a speaker.
The House will reconvene at noon after spending the first day of the 118th Congress voting unsuccessfully to elect a speaker.
I have the record for the longest speech ever on the floor. I don't have a problem getting a record for the most votes for speaker, too.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, though, failed to win 218 votes on three separate ballots, marking the first time in 100 years a vote for speaker was not settled on a single vote.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. As many as 20 House Republicans are blocking McCarthy's election, including Colorado's Lauren Boebert, who tells Fox's special report with Brett Baer.
Right now, our candidate is Jim Jordan. He is a fighter. He is a leader. He may not want it right now, but George Washington did not want to be president. He did what was right for his country.
Ohio's Jim Jordan has said he does not want to be speaker and placed Kevin McCarthy's name in nomination. Headed back to Idaho soon, accused quadruple killer Brian Koberger, who told a judge Tuesday in Pennsylvania he will not fight extradition. As far as more details about his arrest last week, Colonel Robert Evanchik of the Pennsylvania State Police saying
specific details regarding this investigation cannot be released until the suspect is extradited to Idaho and presented with the probable cause affidavit.
But a judge in Idaho has now issued a gag order in the case. Bills safety Damar Hamlin remains in critical condition at a Cincinnati hospital after his heart stopped following a tackle in Monday night's football game against the Bengals. Vigils were held last evening outside the Cincinnati hospital where he's being treated and in Buffalo. The mastermind of the nationwide college admissions bribery scandal is to be sentenced today. Federal prosecutors asking for 6 years behind bars for Rick Singer, who for more than a decade helped deep-pocketed parents get their kids into prestigious schools. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The man accused in the collapse of a cryptocurrency firm in court yesterday.
Samuel Bankman-Fried went before a federal judge in Manhattan Tuesday afternoon and pleaded not guilty to all of the eight counts he's facing, a variety of conspiracy and fraud charges. A tentative trial date has already been set for October 2nd. The disgraced founder of the now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, staying silent throughout the roughly 30-minute long arraignment, an attorney speaking on his behalf. The 30-year-old remains free on $250 million bail under house arrest at his parents' California home, partly thanks to two individuals who agreed to co-sign his bond. For now, the two additional guarantors beyond Bankman-Fried's own parents will remain anonymous.
Fox's Molly Line, a man who shot and wounded 10 passengers on a Brooklyn subway train last year, has pleaded guilty to federal terrorism charges. Prosecutors will now try and put Frank James in prison for decades when he's sentenced. He'd posted online that he was the prophet of doom. President Biden will visit the Kentucky side of the Ohio River today.
In a show of unity and bipartisanship, President Joe Biden being joined by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell in the minority leader's home state of Kentucky. They'll visit Covington in the northern part of the state bordering Cincinnati, Ohio, after the Department of Transportation announced more than $1.6 billion in funds to build a new Ohio River bridge near Cincinnati. The two will be joined by Republican Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio, Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, and Democratic Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky, who's up for re-election in 2023. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The Ninth District Federal Appeals Court has ruled in favor of a former Vancouver, Washington school teacher, concluding that wearing a hat supporting former President Trump at school was protected free speech. Eric Dodge said the ensuing verbal attacks by coworkers amounted to retaliation. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.